I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. 26 times per year in Outdoor News and at OutdoorNews.com, my dad, Bob Dreisline, crafts his Outdoors After Dark column where he looks skyward after the sun sets. The column focuses on the moon, constellations, and other celestial bodies and has been a popular feature in Outdoor News the past 2 years. In his latest column, Bob Dreisline offers some advice for folks who want to delve a little deeper into stargazing. More details when we return, but first. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. If you've been enjoying Bob Dreisline's Outdoors After Dark column and want to delve a little deeper into amateur astronomy, well, Bob's latest column in Outdoor News suggests you consider joining a stargazing club. In the winter, my parents are active with the Crystal Coast Stargazers, an astronomy club in eastern North Carolina. But there's a surprising number of similar clubs around the country. Experienced members of these clubs typically bring their telescopes to events where visitors and other newbies can check out the skies firsthand and gain insight into the hobby of amateur astronomy. To see a list of national astronomy clubs around the country, visit www.skyandtelescope.org, then click Clubs and Events. You should be able to find an astronomy club near you and develop new respect for the night skies. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.